From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And now the latest surprise in the incredibly close race for governor in Washington State. In King County, the elections director says an error has been discovered. 561 absentee ballots were mistakenly rejected, and Dean Logan says they should be counted toward the official result.
First, these weren't ballots that were found anywhere. I mean, they've been with us all along. And they're ballots that were cast by valid registered voters. And we have an opportunity to right a wrong here. And I'm going to feel better at the end of the day having corrected that now than finding it later.
And in an election where the Republican, Dino Rossi, is leading by less than 90 votes, 561 ballots in a Democratic-leaning county could make all the difference. Joining us now with the latest on this developing story is NPR's Wendy Kaufman. And Wendy, what are these previously uncounted ballots? Where do they come from?
Well, according to the King County Elections Chief, these votes were mail-in ballots that were mistakenly rejected because the signatures on the ballots did not seem to have a match in the voter registration records. As you say, Election Chief Logan has called it a mistake. He said the signatures were not on file in the voter registration system, but the registration records should have been double-checked.
Well, how did this come to light? Why did it come to light now?
It turns out that one of those uncounted ballots belonged to the Democratic chairman of the King County Council. He said he was checking the name of his constituents whose votes had been rejected when he found his own name on the list. He called the King County Elections Chief and he said, in essence, "I know I followed the instructions. If it happened to me, it must have happened to other people. You better figure out what's going on."
So what happens now?
Well, what happens now is the King County Elections Chief says that his staff will retrieve the ballots in question, will review the past registration records for signature matches, and will present what he calls all the valid ballots to a special elections board on Wednesday so that they can be included in King County's final tally. And he says that state law specifically authorizes this action.
Now, as I understand it, Wendy, the Democrats were in court today arguing about rules and procedures in the state's second recount. So I assume this issue of these 561 absentee ballots came up in those discussions?
You better believe they did. The Democrats said, you know, we need to review these ballots, we need to check all these ballots, and if they are valid, if they have legitimate on-file signatures, they must be counted again because the law says they should be. I should say that the lawyers for the Republicans and for the Secretary of State, who is the Chief Elections Officer, did not dispute the Democrats' assertion. So it looks like those 561 ballots will be reviewed, and all those that are valid will be included in the final tally.
And these 561 absentee ballots actually could spell the difference statewide?
They could. I did a few quick calculations. If all 561 votes are counted, and if those votes fall the way the votes in King County have fallen so far, Chris Gregoire would have a net gain of 65 votes. So I'd say the outcome of this election is very much up in the air. I will say that an optimistic lawyer for Christine Gregoire said today, "We haven't broken out the champagne just yet, but we do have it on ice."
Thank you, NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle.
Thank you, Robert.